Lalo Guerrero was one of the pioneer musicians who captured the sound of hip young Mexican Americans of East LA during the 40s. He died earlier this month. Our rock historian Ed Ward says Guerrero was part of a forgotten chapter of American pop music history.
Post-World War II Los Angeles was the home of sophisticated urban blues, thanks to an influx of black workers attracted by war industries which didn't discriminate against them, as well as the unfortunate fact that downtown's largely Japanese-American population had been relocated to camps. During the war, clubs had sprung up, and small combos, led by people like the Liggins brothers, Joe and Jimmy, Roy Milton, and Johnny Otis, provided music for dancing and romancing well into the night. So perhaps it's not surprising to learn that on Whittier Boulevard, on the city's east side, a parallel phenomenon was erupting as young Latin men copied black hipsters' zoot suit fashions, their dances, and their music.
Boogie, que la alve el boogie. Boogie, que la alve el boogie. Pachuco boogie, pachuco boogie, pachuco boogie.
¿Ese dónde la lleva, pues?
Pues si no voy, vengo del paciente, ¿ves? Un lugar que le dicen El Paso, nomás que de allá vienen los pachucos como yo, ¿eh?
They proudly called themselves Pachucos, and they'd been around since the late 30s, dressing sharp, talking an impenetrable slang called Kalo, which had its roots in 15th century North African gypsy languages. The word Pachuco itself is Kalo for El Paso, just as Sacras was Sacramento and Santoni was San Antonio. By the late 40s, Pachucos were an established subculture wherever Mexican-Americans lived, and so Edmundo Martinez Tostado, a brilliant musician who'd played with a number of top American bands and was known as Don Tosti, put together a combo called Don Tosti's Pachuco Boogie Boys.
Luego quieren fight, luego quieren fight, pero no le peguen que es un tirilí. Nunca he visto un tirilí, nunca he visto un tirilí, son los vatos que se ponen muti high. Luego quieren fight, luego quieren fight, pero no le peguen que es un tirilí.
They didn't just play boogie, of course. El Tirilí, their celebration of marijuana smokers, is a mambo, a dance that was coming into favor in the late 40s. Because this era was the first flowering of low-budget independent record labels, just about anything went, and nobody knew what the next trend would be. Perhaps the mysterious Dasita would have popularized Pachuco culture if anyone had heard her song about Solido Joaquín.
The Latin lover, the Latin groaner,
Solido Joaquín.
The girls adore him, the men implore him,
Solido Joaquín.
He has them swooning, he drives them loony. It is very plain to see, he is what every man should be. All the girls say he's for me, tough and dark and handsome Jack.
What Don Tosti started, L.A.'s first major Mexican-American singing star, Lalo Guerrero, ran with. On some of the first records on the Imperial label, which later recorded Fats Domino and Ricky Nelson, he laid down some Pachuco classics.
Me siento muy sabroso, me siento muy sabroso, yo no sé lo que siento cuando mi baby me besa así,
none, perhaps, was as notorious as the one in which he supposedly sang of his love for his girlfriend, Mary Jane.
Se alerta ese vato, no se vaya al rol, porque va a empezar al rato el piano del cantón, porque va a empezar al rato el marihuana boogie boy.
Naturally, the Pachucos were playing with fire, and naturally, they got burned. Don Tosti and Lalo Guerrero were smart enough to change with the times, the former becoming an in-demand jazz musician and session man, and the latter making records in many different styles, including his famous country parody, Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Bus Boys, and encouraging young Chicano musicians to develop their own pop styles. Lalo Guerrero died on March 17, 2005, at 88, closing an era which began with the Pachucos, whose music gave voice to a forgotten subculture.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin. He played music from the Arhuli CD, Pachuco Boogie.